store. We never did sell it, but he would buy it, and we used to have what was known as the court law. We didn't have any restriction whatever on ordering it in here. And he used to order it from Deacon Alley, and we had people in the community out at Burgess that water would order a gallon or 2 gallons of W.I. Harper and what have you. I think that was the old standard back when I was a boy, W.I. Harper. I don't remember such as Shinley and let me see, what were some of the old brands? There was another one, W.I. Harper, and oh, there was one other one. But anyway, he would order them all kind, and when I was a boy, I never thought anything in the world about when in my wagon I'd go to the express office and have it half loaded with whiskey and haul it all the way from Oxford with a Negro boy, a black boy, 10 miles through the country, and be a half a dozen niggers on that wagon, and never lost as much as a pint of liquor on that wagon. Now today, how far would I get with a half load of liquor?
You got lost in the woods.
Huh? I get my throat cut. That's what I did. Oh Lord. Even though it's legal here now, you're interested, you see.
Yes, it must be just in this county, is that?
That's right.
Just Lafayette County go, put it in?
Yes. Well, no, it was just the city of Oxford.
Oh, just the city?
I don't think the county voted. And for a while here, they couldn't even buy beer. So I think they voted that in. Yeah, I know they have, because you can buy beer up here at Jitney Jungle. It's right funny. Negro, black people come in there and you have all these stamps, you know, and you get ahead of me, and I go buy maybe $10 or $15 worth of stuff and have about a half a tray of food in it. Those black people would have those stamps and just have that tray all just full, you know, government stamp stuff. And they would, that was given to them. Then they'd go back and get them a dozen cans of beer. That have to pay that, they'd pay that out of their pockets. His micro, that's just disgust out of dead. She said, oh, something ought to be done about that. And I said, well, what you going to do about it?
Those food stamps are, that's a program that's been, apparently there's no restriction on what they can buy with the food stamp either, is that right?
I don't know about the restrictions, I really don't know. There must not be, because I know these buggies, I call them, but these little wire